We have to do this though.
Happy New Year, everybody!
Happy New Year!
Ooh, it's 2020!
Woohoo! Woo! Hey, I'm Jacoby.
I'm Heather.
And together we make a
Jether!
You're plus listening to Jether's Random Stuff plus
Aaron!
Patron.
Yeah, the Patron's here.
And Patron. Oh, and dope. Let's knock that off.
Oh, and okay. Katniss.
And
Katniss almost went to the wine club party tonight.
Yes, she did. She would not get off the car.
She was on the trunk. Or no, not the trunk. She was on the hood of the car. And Kobe kept telling me as we were backing out of the driveway that Katniss would jump off. She did not.
I'm like, oh, she'll jump off. She'll jump off. No.
I had to remove her.
I'm like, all right. So I stopped. So I'm like, okay, can you just go get her off, please?
Yep. And that's exactly how this went down. Katniss was going with us to the wine club party.
She would have stayed on there the whole way.
Yeah. And then we would have to carry her and be like, the weird ones.
She would have tried to jump off when we were going 60 over the bridge or something. So
I know. And that wouldn't have been good for her.
A little stinger.
Gosh, she's so fucking cute, though.
I hope everybody had an awesome New Year's.
Yay! And you're on your way on your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, you should have started them by now so that you can quit next week.
I'm sure everyone has quit smoking. They're down 10 pounds and not spending as much money.
Super like exercising and you're all buff now, right? So
I know I am.
Yeah. Hey, it only takes a couple days, right? Just, you know, think it and become it kind of thing. What are you doing to my cat?
She has a scab on her head.
Don't pick it.
I wasn't gonna pick it off. I wanted to see how big this thing is.
Just make sure it's not a tick.
That's okay. And, it's right here.
Okay.
She's coming to you now. Touch you.
No, that's not a tick. That's a scab. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, I had a cat that got a tick on their head one time.
Oh, they are friends. They are friends.
So sweet.
I don't know if Katniss loves him, but she tolerates him.
You guys are like best friends.
Oh.
She's like, I don't beat the crap out of him like all the other cats do. So she's like, and I really love his mommy.
Look, she's going back to you.
I know. She always does.
So does anybody have any New Year's
resolutions? I do.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I always do. Okay. So New Year's resolution number one is to finalize the will 100%.
Okay.
It have to be actually legal. So I don't have just the written one that you have to find in my house after I die.
Yes.
Like I want it to be actually legal, notarized and in there. Cause now I actually have guardians for every animal in my house and I'm ready to rock.
Yay.
To the guardians that are on this podcast right now.
Yay. We get the animals.
Patron, you just licked my teeth.
Yeah. He's good at that. Now he just had his teeth cleaned last week. If that makes you feel better.
No, baby.
Okay. Is that your only resolution?
No.
What's the other one?
Oh, God. What's the other one? I have a few.
I don't have any. FYI.
That was my main one, is to get that done. There was another thing along the lines of that to get done as well. So there was the will. Oh, I need to get Thor's life insurance locked down a little better.
Okay.
I need more money.
Everybody needs that.
Yeah, I have to have more money if he dies, because what we have locked up right now is not enough.
It's not enough to sustain your lifestyle.
No, I need to be able to sustain. I don't want to survive. I want to sustain the lifestyle. So that's how it is. So that needs to be upped. And it's not eating better because I eat like a fucking saint.
Yeah.
I drink like a fish and that's not coming off. I don't know. I think it was, honestly, I can't say I want to be more fit because I don't want to work out more than I do.
You know what? That's pretty good, though. If you can't think of anything that you want to do to improve yourself, that means you're probably pretty good.
I'm pretty good. I mean, the other ones I have is for the animals, and I can't do that by myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would like them all to get along.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Phenomenally.
That's not going to happen.
Meaning Merlot and the cats.
That's not going to happen.
No.
So, you know, I listened to our podcast from last New Year's.
Okay. And what were our New Year's resolutions from then?
So we didn't really have a lot of resolutions.
Okay.
We had a lot of stuff we wanted to do. So, and I'm going to lay some of it out here and explain why we never did any of it.
crap.
Basically, all of the stuff for this year we wanted to do involved going somewhere.
So okay? Did we achieve any of it?
No.
Fuck.
So.
That's not good.
What about the lodge when you guys
I don't even think that we mentioned that.
Because I probably knew that was happening.
And so. So the first thing we were going to do, and but there's reasons why this didn't happen, okay? So the first thing that we wanted to do is we were going to go to Florida.
Oh,
because to see our other friend, Erin, and go to Disney World. Well,
she moved back.
She moved back. So she's not, there's nobody in Florida for us to go see.
So that doesn't count.
Unless we want to go see Cammy.
I do want to see Cammy.
And we can still go see Cammy and go to Disney World.
I just want to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
And I want to drink wine from around the world.
But. I want to drink around the world.
They have this place called Epcot Center where you're allowed to drink.
Yeah. It's called Drink Around the World.
Drink Around the World.
And we want to do it really bad.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
I mean, get drunk in Disneyland.
It's a small world after all.
Hell fucking yeah.
It's a small world after all.
Do you imagine wearing mouse ears and being fucking drunk off your ass?
I know. It's my dream fucking come true.
It's my dream fucking come true. And then... Goofy or Mickey have to help us to our cars.
Hey,
afterwards.
And we'll have to have shirts like we were going to get for the Disney marathon that said, if found on ground, please drag across finish line.
Please just take the hotel room. If found on ground.
So we didn't do that because Erin was back.
Yeah.
The other thing we said we were going to do was we were going to go to Jersey and see Marla.
Marla moved back too.
Marla moved back also, and that just never happened.
We're going to go see Marla in January.
We're going to go see her in January. We don't have to fly across the entire country,
though.
We
only have to drive an hour and a half.
We have to drive an hour and a half now.
Yeah.
To see her.
Ellensburg.
Oh, Ellensburg.
Isn't that a lot closer than Jersey?
Isn't that a lot closer than Jersey? Because we're going to go to Jersey and go to New York and go to some Broadway plays and see Alexander Hamilton's grave.
Marla. And it's now, not as fun now going to Ellensburg.
Ellensburg is
now all we got is Mike's Meat.
As New York. But wait, whatever.
Wait, we have Mike's Meat in Ellensburg.
What?
Mike's Meat.
Mike's Meat. What do you mean?
Or is that maybe not Mike's Meat?
What's
at Pipus?
Mike's Meat.
Okay, it's not Mike's Meat. It's something else.
What's in Ellensburg?
It's a meat store.
Central.
They have it in North Spokane.
No, you're thinking of Cle Elum, babe.
Fuck. Well, it's close enough.
No.
What is that place called?
It's what's it called?
Something meats.
It's a meat place that you can buy yards of pepperoni by the yard. Ooh. Yeah.
Thor
yeah.
always buys
Martin's meat?
No.
McKinley's meat.
No. What's it called?
I don't have my phone.
You know what? I have my phone.
I'm
gonna Google this shit. You ready for this?
You know they have a vending machine
by
Shopko. That has their meat. Owen's meat. It's Owen's meat.
What is the meat
I got
store
it.
In Cle Elum?
It's Owen.
I think you're right. Owen's meats.
Yay. I said it before that.
Yes, you did.
Good old Owen.
They also have other stuff. Soup mixes and like.
Yeah, you're all about your soup mixes.
I love my soup mixes.
Guess what they don't have a lot of? Chicken.
Nobody wants chicken. They want the pepperoni, the beef pepperoni stick by the yard.
They want steak. Thor buys it by
the
yard.
You can just go up there and go, hey, give me 5 yards of pepperoni, man.
And they give
just
it to you.
Roll that shit out. Yeah.
And they give it to you in a bag that you just have to haul it with a wagon.
And you just,
it's not a big deal.
Like, you just chew on it all the way to Seattle. You just chew on the pepperoni, 5 yards of pepperoni you bought all the way to Seattle. That's perfect.
That's what Kobe's car is doing. Are you guys all visualizing Kobe chewing on pepperoni?
Yeah.
Pepperoni. For 2 hours of pepperoni chewing.
Yeah. Then you go to the Mariner game. Well, you go to the parking lot at the Mariner game and get totally shit-faced drunk and then go to the Mariner game.
And then get a bucket of or a helmet full of
nachos.
And eat them off the concrete.
And then drop
and you
them
guys,
and eat them off the floor.
And then find a dirty blanket and cover yourself up with
She's
it.
She's been listening.
Right. I've been listening.
Guess what? The dirty blanket is still around.
But it's been washed.
Multiple times. Guess what, though? It is the base of the blankets in that cupboard. And that's
it's
the lowest
one.
It's
not in the car. It needs to be in the car.
No, it's not on the
car. That's a car blanket.
No, because I knew you wouldn't use it.
You washed it, so now I would use it.
Really?
since it wasn't on the fucking dirty floor of fucking stadium.
They were with a family of kids.
It was on the floor, the same floor you were eating nachos off of. It's
so
disgusting.
What is the difference here? I'm eating nachos off of. Why wouldn't I wrap myself in a blanket from there if I'm willing to eat off of it?
Oh man, I don't know. I'm surprised you took peanut butter from a homeless person. So.
And we're bringing that one up.
You took peanut butter from a homeless.
I gave them alcohol in exchange for it.
You let them drink out of your drink, and you took half of her peanut butter.
She was
sandwich.
Eating a peanut butter sandwich, and she. Kobe keeps trying to say they're homeless. They had a van. They had a van.
They're living in a van. That's homeless. That's homeless.
No, it's not. Homeless is on the street.
A van is not a home.
They were on a road trip from Boston.
No, they were not. They had nowhere to go, and you ate her peanut butter. She didn't have anything
else
to
eat. It was delicious. I was so hungry, and she had this peanut butter, and we were visiting, and she offered her peanut butter to me, and I was like, oh, that's I would love that. Do you want to drink my drink while I eat your peanut butter? And she drank my drink while I ate her
and
peanut butter.
And she's like, hell yeah.
With her little tooth.
Like, yeah.
Hanging out. She's like, oh, awesome.
She had all her teeth.
Oh, good.
Oh, I have a picture of it.
Yeah, there's a picture. There's a picture of me.
I want to see that picture.
With the van lady. She calls her a homeless chick, but she's not homeless. She has a van.
She has a van. Yeah.
That's homeless.
If she's a van, Kobe.
If you're living in your car, that's considered homeless. That is a car.
What if she had an apartment back in Jersey or something?
If you had like a motor home, that would be different, but it was like a crappy old van.
Yeah, okay.
Tinted windows.
And there was like five
but
people
you know
living
what?
In
I
it.
Have to tell you, that night, that peanut butter was the best fucking peanut butter I had because I was so hungry.
I know you were starving.
I was so hungry and I needed it and we were so drunk.
That was bad.
We like couldn't even make our way back to the house.
So
we
knew we had some friends staying at the hotel downtown. And so we like went in and we're like, hey, you need to call Ariana's room and tell her that we're here.
Which pretty much sounded just like that. And guess what? They didn't call Ariana's room.
And they're like,
they made us leave.
No, they called her. They're like, there's no answer. I'm like, well, what room is she in? We're just going to go up there. And they're like, we can't tell you that.
And they're like, ma'am, it's HIPAA violation. And we can't give you that information.
Yeah, we can't give
tonight.
Out that information.
And it seems like so, you have been drinking.
Luckily, the whole place is crawling with DC people. So we ended up finding Lori.
Yeah. Who gave us a ride back
who
to
was,
our house.
Who is Kobe's childhood best friend.
I'm like, Lori, can you give us a ride back to where we're staying?
She was so excited to give us a ride back and get us out of her house.
Where are you staying? We're like, I'm like over there somewhere. We don't remember.
Oh, and then poor Megan and Thor were looking for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
No.
No.
It's bad.
No good.
No, so, no bueno. Just have to be more careful.
We have been
that.
Ever since then.
We have been.
Yeah. We know that we can't trust people to watch Megan.
Or
when
Thor.
We drink, aka Thor.
AKA Thor.
Because Thor ended up drinking too much too, and then he got drunk in front of Megan. And then the drunk Thor and the sober Megan were looking for her mom and her second mom.
Uh oh.
Around Seaside and couldn't find us. And then they both were in a heap crying on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because Megan was crying because Thor was drunk and couldn't help her. And then Thor was crying because he was drunk.
Oh. We made it up to her though the next day.
Well, yeah, I got up so fucking wasted
We were so hungover, but we promised her we'd go to the Enchanted Forest.
And we went to the Enchanted Forest all hungover with Thor's driving in the morning that we both want to throw up. Like, I took over.
But we promised.
We promised we'd go, and we all had a good time. We spent the entire day riding on rides with a
like
hangover.
Roller coasters. Ooh, and yeah. Bad. So, and wow. I bought her everything she wanted.
So, she felt better by
what
day
a
three.
Good mom.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Well, she still wasn't good at the end of that day. It was day three. She was good.
Yeah.
With us.
Yeah.
She's still torturing us a little bit on day two.
Yeah.
Because I bought her a lot of stuff there too.
She still brings it up.
Fuck. Luckily for me, she doesn't bring it up. Do you see my cat all in Aaron's lap?
I know.
For a long time.
A long time.
The purring kitty loves my thighs.
Do we have any trips planned for like this year, coming year, 2020? What
possibly
are we doing?
Possibly McCall. You're going to McCall.
I'm going to McCall.
McCall. I might be going to McCall.
You might be going to McCall. I think I'm going to McCall. My boss doesn't like cancel my plans.
Wait, Patron's not going to McCall.
No.
You're not going.
He could go.
You're not going.
I don't know if he can go.
I don't think he can go. But if we're just scrapbooking the whole week and there are pets allowed, it'd be like really nice to have him.
We
there.
Need to figure out what we're doing for Heather's birthday.
Oh, by the way, I'm out of it, by the way. Thor wants to be involved and he wants to plan it with you too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said he just wants to plan it. Down. It's Thor though, so he fucking sucks. I love you, baby, but you don't plan shit very well.
So what's the like what's your preference?
Thor, call us.
I just want us all to be together.
This is a biggie.
This is a big deal.
I really just want to all be together.
Okay.
That's my main thing. I would love it if it's something I can include Patron with, but he doesn't have to be.
Okay.
If it's something else, I can just find someone to watch
him. If we were to go somewhere for like a week, then you do have someone that's going to be there.
My sister will be home that week.
Okay.
I have to watch the animals a couple weeks before that when they go to Disneyland.
Okay.
But then she said she will be home the week of our birthday.
Okay.
So she can watch my animals during that time. If I need her to, and I'm gone for a whole week, she can watch them for sure.
Okay.
She owes me. You owe me.
So I don't know how. Who are we inviting? Who's all going?
Mainly us three and our families.
Okay. Who else?
I mean,
want anybody else or you want it to be small?
I think small's fine. I do love Kathy and Robin.
Yes.
I do love them. So if it's something big enough and they want to be involved, they can be there
if they
too.
They can go. Yeah. So we'd have to kind of know who all's going.
Mm-hmm.
But
so it doesn't matter how big or small it is.
Okay.
I just want my core people there. If there's more there, fantastic. If there's not, I get it.
Okay.
People have lives.
Okay.
I can't be the center of everyone's lives like I think I am.
You can't be on your birthday. You get to be the center. You get to be the center.
40 is huge, too. Mm-hmm.
I know. It's big.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Mm-hmm.
Especially when you look like you're 20.
I know. Like that guy tonight.
Know.
He's like, what do you say? You're what? 20 something?
He's who
like,
you said that?
Old,
I know.
He
didn't think I was 21.
No, 21. That's what it was. He's like, card her. She's not even 21.
I showed him my license.
I'm like, look at this face. It's never seen sun. Yep. That's why it's so
beautiful.
That's
the only reason. No sun on this little baby face.
He was a cute guy.
He was so cute. He was there the entire time we were there.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He's a Vietnam vet.
He was a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
him and I talked a bit.
Really?
So he gets extra pores for that.
He does.
He should.
I'm sure he
should.
Do. Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I always thought about the military.
Not me. Never, ever did.
I did.
Never, ever.
Well, because I the whole coaching thing. I know that's like a coaching thing with the drill sergeant thing. But then there was this thing of them telling me what to do and I have to listen.
You have to do what they say. Yeah. You have to.
And I didn't want to do that unless I could just be the one in charge.
Right. But you have to go through that to be the person in charge.
And I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be the person
you
in charge.
You would be a badass, hard-ass drill sergeant.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. Do 20. Okay.
Do 20 that I can't even do.
Yeah.
Yeah, do those 20 with me sitting on you.
My brother went fully into the military. He went right into the Navy after high school, but I never wanted to do any of that. Like, I knew that was not for me.
No.
Like, nope.
I was just like, there's no fucking way.
I knew I wouldn't marry a guy in the military. I knew that. Mm. It's like one of the first three questions. Questions are, do you hunt or fish? Number one question.
Uh-huh.
Do you kill animals? Number one. Number two.
Yeah. Number two. Do you have a job? Do you make good money, basically? Number three was the one we just talked about, and I already forgot. Oh, military. Do you want to be in the military? Because I don't want a military man. I'm sorry. I don't want to move around everywhere. I don't want to know if he's going to be dead or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'd prefer to know he's always... for the most part alive, unless he's driving on the damn pass or
I wouldn't mind that, have a husband in the military.
I can see that about you.
Yeah. I'd have been fine with that.
Yeah, I could see that. You being okay with that. Mm-hmm. The way I am, I'm not okay with that. You'd think I would be with him being gone 4 or 5 days at a time. You think I'd just be okay with months? I don't think I am.
Well, and not all of them are gone. like that.
I don't think Thor would have been gone like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they would give him a desk job.
You get to clean the latrine. That's your job.
Now, I think Patron could have been like the best military dog in the world.
Really?
Yeah, he would have been so supportive. He would have been right there in their latrine. Latrine. Right there begging for all their food and keeping them company at night.
The latrine is the bathroom.
Oh, no, you're not going to be there. He's going to be where the food is. The cafeteria.
Mess hall.
Mess hall. He'll be right there.
Mess hall.
And then he'd be there in their little barracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cuddling with them.
Like in MASH.
Now,
like.
Yeah, that's what he'd be doing. As for the sniffing out the bombs and shit, no, he's not doing that.
No, he's
now. If you see Patron running for the hills, there's probably a bomb there.
He's just more of a, like an emotional support animal,
I mean,
right?
Do you see what we're doing right now?
Look at he's like passed out.
Yeah,
he's like passed out cold.
But where is he passed out?
He's
between your legs with his little paws curled up. He looks cute.
He's my baby. I love him. But no, this is not a bomb sniffing dog.
All right. What are our goals for next year?
I already said mine, didn't I? Will.
A will?
Life insurance.
40th birthday.
Oh, my 40th birthday. That's huge, guys.
So we got to
come up
with
if you guys have any ideas, just email us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com.
Yeah, do that.
What should we do for Heather's birthday? It has to be big.
Should
it has
we go
to be
swimming,
awesome.
Scuba diving, snorkeling.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely go swimming. Anything with water sounds fantastic.
Submerging in water, anything of that nature.
Hey, if you're doing shark diving, I'd actually be pretty excited.
Yeah,
about
if
that.
It's with baby sharks, shark, it's okay. Shark, if it's just
shark,
regular
mama,
swimming, then
shark,
no.
Shark.
I want the mama shark. Not a baby shark. I don't want no baby shark. I want a mama shark. A big 23 to 30 foot shark.
Seriously, though, we do need to get together and talk about what's going to happen.
Thor was mentioning lunch, and I was like, dude, you got to plan this.
Yeah.
Tully Me does nothing.
A lunch date to talk about that.
Because he was like, he got your phone numbers from me. And I was like, he already had Kobe's. He didn't have yours. He had Jason's, though.
Yeah, have him text me.
And I was
call me. We'll meet up. We'll have lunch.
And then I finally was like, do you want me to set this up? He's like, no, you should not. I don't want you in. I was like, okay.
All righty then.
It's really hard for me to let go of that.
I know.
Because
just invite us over to your house and then you can go for a walk with the dogs and we can play pinball and plan.
Oh, yes. The
pinball. And plan.
Yeah.
Pinball's fantastic. You're out of wine, Kobe.
I know. I'm totally out.
How did that happen?
You guys are like not keeping up with me at all.
You were the one that like the leader at the Stamilt party.
I know. And now look, I poured them equal. And look at you guys have all that. I've gone and mine's out. Like, what the fuck?
What's going on?
What a little buzz after
what is going on?
What is going on? Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what's going on?
What?
We both have a half hour drive.
Yeah, you guys do. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's kind of slow.
Tomorrow's Santa Day.
And tomorrow's Santa Day for you guys. Not for me.
Santa Day.
Santa. Wait, you remember our Santa, right?
Yeah, it's drunken Mexican Santa.
Drunken Mexican Santa.
I think he's drunk when he comes. I think he has a little flask. So he like peeps out when someone like boop.
I don't. I do not blame him one bit for
you know
drinking.
What's funny?
Before
he's supposed
he comes.
To be there?
Everybody. He like hits on everybody. He's like seems drunk.
Oh my gosh!
Not even kidding.
So I wore my Mrs. Claus outfit not last year, the year before. That guy couldn't stay out of my fucking skirt the whole time. He's like, oh. Mrs. Claus, where you been my whole life? I'm like, dude, we're married. I was trying to put this on for the kids. I was like, we've been married for years.
Remember, don't you remember?
Like, ha-ha, funny, Santa.
Funny.
You're so funny.
Santa, don't touch me there. Not
that's
from the kids.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
No, bad Santa.
Bad Santa, above the waist, Santa. And below the boobs, Santa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's like... He's a funny Santa.
And he's a very short Santa.
Oh.
And he says Hispanic Santa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hola, hola, gato. Mommy, grass, is it true? And then he jingles his little bell through our hallway and it greets all the little patients with this little thingy.
Oh, that's
well, not
so
thingy. I shouldn't say
fun.
The thingy. That sounded horrible.
So is he there all day? Right there. Is he there all day tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they're supposed to be
there. And cookies all day.
Donuts, cookies, and juice, and candy canes.
Should I come over there tomorrow?
I already told you to bring Paisley.
Hey, Graham Paisley, are you freaking kidding me?
Why would you want Paisley to meet drunk Santa?
I'm not bringing her to meet drunk Santa. I'm going to take her to Pybus to meet good Santa. Oh,
whoa. Better, we never said our Santa was bad.
Well, he hits on everybody.
Drunk and he hits on everyone. I'm calling that.
He's like, oh, let me see you.
Yeah, I'm calling bad Santa.
Come in.
Where you been all my whole life?
Where you been?
Oh, come you on, sit on my Santa lap.
Yeah, I'm calling bad Santa on that. Yeah. So,
he's not as bad as bad Santa, though. Nothing's worse than bad Santa. Have you seen that movie?
I
love that movie.
It's pretty bad. With that's pretty bad.
What's his name?
Billy Bob.
And then there's Bernie Mac in there too.
Oh yeah, before he passed away. Bless his soul.
Bless his little soul.
Bless his funny soul.
So if anyone has New Year's resolutions or an idea of what to do with Heather for her birthday next year.
Have
you noticed that all three of us never once mentioned losing weight?
You know what?
It's fucking done.
That's awesome. I don't even give a shit anymore. You know what?
It is what it is.
I would love to weigh 155.
Oh, me too.
That's my target goal. It's not 155.
That's super hard at our height.
It's 158 is my goal. It's fucking number. Yeah. That's 10 pounds.
Yeah.
You can do it.
You can totally do
where?
It.
Where?
It's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess
I have a little bit of a little muffin happening.
I have a little muffin top, little, but it's not 10 thigh, pounds.
Little side thigh. I could totally.
You know what, though? I'm not willing to lose my boobs.
I could lose about 40 pounds.
No.
I would totally give up my boobs.
I actually wouldn't mind losing weight in my boobs.
I don't want to lose my boobies.
I would, too.
I would, too.
For my waistline to be a little trimmer, I totally would.
I totally would do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was a barely A cup for so many years. I'm not losing my fucking boobs. You know how much better I look in clothes with these boobs?
You have awesome boobs, though.
Yeah, you do.
Because they didn't come till I was like in my mid
20s. Oh, that's so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. You get them later, way later.
I'm going to caress them for a while.
Yeah, that's nice.
They're so nice.
I'm not talking
about Jacoby's boobs this time.
We haven't done that for a long time.
Jeff?
Hey, did you know that holiday is written right across your boobs?
Holiday is right across your boobs.
Holiday spirit is right
holiday
on the boobs,
spirit, baby.
A.K.A. wine.
And there, she has some amazing boobs, Jeff. Jeff,
hey,
do
Jeff,
you
have
pay
you seen
attention to your sister's boobs at all?
I thought you were talking about the husband.
Wait, Jeff, I got you a good Christmas present.
Oh, my God,
present.
Her boobs are amazing.
That's Aaron.
Amazing boobs.
It's not just me.
Kobe, show those boobs. Shake it like that. Yeah. Look at that, Aaron.
You do realize, Jeff, she can flash us right now. We won't.
She's totally topless
you
right
don't
now.
Even
that's amazing.
There's nothing on. The whole top is naked.
No tan line.
Yeah,
impressive.
We could all be naked and nobody would know.
Let's all make it up.
The boobs are flopping around because she's jumping.
All right. So this episode has gone downhill super fast.
Back to New Year's.
Right. New Year's.
Patron, do you have New Year's resolutions?
Let's rein it in. All right. So,
New Year's resolutions. Do you have any, Erin?
I just want to go on a vacation.
I want to be less stressed. Go on vacation.
I mean, less stressed.
Do
and
more
have a vacation.
That's
and
it.
Like
more sit-ups.
Sit-ups, leg lifts, and vacations.
I want to be
and less stressed.
I want to be more organized.
I want to be on more antidepressants and more Valium.
There you go.
Oh my God. I have Valium at work that I order.
What?
Oh, give me some.
I want to try some Valium.
Kid, like whenever I see the spoonful of Valium, I'm always like, hey, Karen, and I'm kidding, but I'm not. I'm really not kidding.
But yeah, can I have some?
You know
some
how many times I told Dr. Justin how much better his life would be if he gave me a Valium pill every morning?
I know. I kid about it often, but I'm not kidding.
I'm kidding, but I'm not.
He knows I'm not kidding.
I like wink. I'm like,
Come on, just a little bit. Come on, just a little bit right there.
He knows I'm not kidding.
Give me a value.
Like, I literally, he laughs and I look at him. I'm like, not laughing. I'm like, dude, I'm being serious. You want a better day today? Give me one of them.
Give me one of those pills, man.
I swear to God, I can work through it just fine.
I know a good New Year's thing. We should all hang out more often.
I love that.
Get our husbands to get to know each other really well.
Yeah.
Now have our husbands be BFFs.
Our husbands actually are fantastic because Jeff can provide the sports.
Yes. Has my husband met your husband?
No.
Oh, okay.
So Jeff and Jason can do the sports together. Okay. And then Thor and Jason can do the weed and the alcohol together. And then they're fantastic.
Yeah.
And then the combo of the three of them, that might even make it better for the three.
Yeah.
Because Jason can bridge the gap between Thor and Jeff.
Because he's got a little both in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Thor and Jeff don't have the both.
Right.
No. Thor has
zero
sports.
They don't have the both.
No. Zero sports for Thor.
They don't
and
have
zero
the both.
Weed and alcohol for Jeff. So, I mean, we have some issues.
Yeah.
But
yeah, well, if you get to three of them together, I bet it would be like
I bet that'd be good.
Magic.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Jason might have to work a little harder because he's the bridge. But I think he's up for the challenge.
I bet he could do it. He could do it. Yeah. Your cat's coming in my lap.
My cat coming in my lap.
Do you see how she just curled up right there?
And she'll start purring too.
She is. She's like totally purring. Yep.
You
no.
See my finger?
She's totally content right here. She's good.
There's no way in hell she's coming over to
she's
me.
She's not. Look at her. She's like loving it right
you
now.
You know what though? About fucking time. That's your cat.
This isn't my cat.
Well, it's my cat, but you bought her. She lives at your house. She almost went to the wine club party tonight. She wouldn't get off the trunk of the hood of the car.
She's almost gone quite a few places because she doesn't. She crawls in Jeff's car and he doesn't even know she's in there and he's driving and he's like, oh. And then she's like, meow, and he's like, what the fuck? And he has to like turn around and come back home.
And bring her back.
Yeah. How does she get in?
His windows don't work.
His window doesn't roll up all the way. So she crawls in there all the time and goes to sleep.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because she's an indoor-outdoor cat.
She wakes up. She's like, where am I at now?
I know, right? Where are we going?
Oh, am I going to Mexico? She's going to Mexico.
That's why she's so happy.
We're going on a road trip.
She's like, I'm a traveling cat.
Stinker.
She's not at all freaked out by the car moving.
She doesn't. She just sat there.
Like, literally, Kobe had backed almost all the way through out of her driveway today. It's quite a long driveway. She's just riding on the hood of the car. Kobe kept saying she's going to jump down.
Look how happy
when is she
going to
jump down?
She'll jump down. She'll jump
down.
She has a little twitch to her, but she's really happy.
Yeah, she is.
Eventually, I had to get out and move her off the car.
Yep.
Before we actually got out of the driveway. Aww.
She's very chill. She's very mellow.
She's very chill.
She's so pretty.
All right. Well, I hope everybody had an absolutely fantastic New Year.
Hope you're not too hungover.
Don't be too hungover. And just dive right into those resolutions. Just get her done. Okay. Just
don't give up after a month, guys. A resolution is for 12 months.
Yeah, you have to keep doing it.
We're watching.
I know it's like
day
like two right
now. Like twice. We're checking our list twice.
Yeah.
Checking our list twice. We're gonna be checking to see if you've done it.
Yeah.
If you're gonna say you're losing 10 pounds, you fucking lose 20.
You're gonna weigh in. You're gonna weigh in.
We'll hunt you down and make sure you did your resolutions.
That's what we're about at eachothersroundstuff.com.
Give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Drop us a line. Go to our website and check it out because it's freaking awesome.
So
damn it.
Jethers Random Stuff at yahoo.com.
Yes.
That's
right. Gmail? Is there a Gmail as well?
No, there's just Yahoo.
It's just Yahoo.
Yeah.
Or you can go to our website and contact us through our website,
jethersrandomstuff.com. Or you can show up at Kobe's house.
Oh, yeah. Let me give you the address.
If you know where I live, just show up at my house.
It's somewhere in Washington.
It's somewhere in Washington State.
Yeah, that's I actually can't tell you the address because I have to text Kobe every time I need it. Because
she doesn't even fucking remember what the address, even though she comes here every week.
Wait.
54321 West East Wenatchee.
Oh!
Wow!
I only know the road and the city and the zip. I don't know the numbers.
That's okay. It's okay.
Oh, and by the way, that's not because I'm sending you Christmas cards, because someone else is.
Who?
Heidi.
Really?
Yeah, that's why she needed the address.
Should I send her one?
Probably.
I didn't.
Is it a family picture of them?
I don't have any pictures. I didn't send out any cards.
Do you want me to give you a card to give her?
I have cards. I don't have a picture. at
well,
all.
You're gonna have to wait for her card and send her a card back.
Okay. Okay. I haven't sent anybody any cards.
Me neither. I've only sent the ones that I've gotten, which is one.
Yeah, I have a bunch, but I haven't. I'm not doing it this year. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
We're past that. We're into New Year's. And everybody do your resolutions.
Resolutions.
Do it.
We already did our resolutions.
Do it.
All right.
Just do it.
We're going to sign off and we will see you next week.
See you next week.
First week of 2020.
Woo!
And we'll have some super awesome topic to talk about too.
And
okay.
Some cool
super
fucked up
awesome.
News. Fucked up news.
Yeah, there'll be fucked up
we'll
news
be back
and everything.
We'll to our fucked up news.
Yes, we'll do fucked up news.
Yeah.
I'll find it gruesome.
Bye.